Two Country Boys in Cali, episode 10 of the second season that we're in this joint. Appreciate y'all coming in last few years, keeping us growing, keeping us going in, keeping us up. Summer is hot, definitely hot. We're back outside. The menace to society of the heat wave of LA, California is going back. I talked about briefly is there, but we're officially back. So first and foremost, welcome back being outside. Mask if you choose. What's your thought about that?
Man, it's opening up. Of course, being in healthcare, the numbers are down. So let's keep the numbers down. But yeah, it's been crazy. All the day parties, all the events being Juneteenth. And it's all the day parties, which we went to one a couple weeks ago for Memorial Day weekend, which was dope. Rooftop party, which we had a good time. Just everything's getting back to normal. And it's kind of at a rate. Sorry, I got my baby girl here with these balloons, these dad balloons. Take it up front, baby. There you go. Yeah, man. Organic fatherhood. I'm trying to
tell you. Yeah,
everyday dad, bro.
Yeah, the everyday dad thing is a real thing, too. So, everything's been outside, man. We've been booming. LA's been, the streets been open up. Shit, it's been crazy. I kind of just been briefly. I really, really, really wasn't crazy. Been going out since it's been out. You know, a couple, like, I've been popping up. The Diamonds back open on Monday, so I went, like, when that was open. But other than that, I really just been out, trying to, like, make sure to focus and stay in shape and, like, auditioning, which is, you know, something that you've been requesting. I give a little insight for everybody who...
Which you should, like, during the pandemic, bro, how was it? And then, of course, everybody know you're doing the acting thing, going to audition, doing your training, doing a lot of stuff, right? Like, how was the balance of all of that? Plus living, having a social life. Plus paying bills, which LA is not cheap. And going to auditions, any chance you get. Folks should know the real thing instead of this fantasy. I say social media, oh, I can just do it. No, it's a process. I want you to tell people the real deal. Cause I got that much respect. I'm like, man, my boy out there grinding, man. So people should know your grind, man. How you doing this?
Okay, so I have a very, very, for the most part, very strict, very, like, schedule. It might not be exactly everything running time, but I try to make sure I keep my work schedule going. I mean, I work, you know, eight to 10 hours a day. Some days more, but I got to have a pretty flexible schedule. I got some couple hard times of like meetings for my job I need to be at and then get work done throughout the course of the day. But a lot of it is me balancing my work schedule, my sleep, and a lot of my time. So when it comes to my martial arts training, I can keep in there. I try to make sure I get 2 hours in a day of that. And then also either cardio or weights and jiu-jitsu. So that's 3 hours. Obviously, work for me could be anywhere between 5 to 10 hours. So some days, a lot of days, I'm only working 6 hours a day, 4 or 5, 6 hours a day, but I'm still getting paid for 8 to 10. But I grind it. So before everybody listening to that, I grinded in the political and the nonprofit sector from the last 7, 8 years to be able to have a schedule like that. So it's not something I got overnight. And with acting, a lot of my acting stuff has been popping in, driving in Hollywood, a lot of self-submissions, a lot of stuff via virtual, and like a lot of that random different auditions. So I can kind of give a backspace of like people who kind of want to get into it. Obviously, you got to find an agent, start training, you know, at schools. I'll give us a couple of suggestions. Commercials. I trained at Killian's Improv. I've done it at UCB and the Groundlings. So for everybody who, even if you don't think whatever my comedy and all this other shit, I'm trained in comedy and sketch. Like that's why I have good timing, but that shit is hard as fuck. And I'm going to be let there. So doing improv classes, and then I've done, various different, worked at acting schools to kind of like work on character development. There's a lot of different ones, different styles. If you want to go to, I'm mostly Meisner technique. So I try to make sure, like, every month, every other couple months, I'm training in the class to keep my skills sharp. Whether it's a sketch, improv class, a commercial class, and that's $200-$300. I submit myself, and then when I have agents, they submit for me. But I'm always trying to make sure I'm looking for commercials. I'm looking for auditions to be able to work on projects, and I'm submitting and I'm getting myself involved. Whether it's reality stuff or a lot of the other things, because essentially, like, that stuff is quick money. And even if it's like, it's like my flexible day, like, if it's the day I'm not knowing doing shit, I can shoot something and get content and footage. It could be anywhere between $250 to $5,000. But yeah. I mean, the average person would be perspective ain't making $250 to go film for a day. Yep. And then you might only be on set 4 hours, or sometimes it'd be flexible where you're just chilling and you can work on your other shit while you fucking wait to be on scene. So that's other things I do too. You be in your trailer, you be in the background, or you be in one of the office, send it off. With COVID, a lot of the productions are requiring you to be tested. So I will be that perspective. A lot of them are requiring you to be tested. And then a lot of them also are requiring you to have the vaccine. So, and you really don't have flexibility because it's a high, you know, the film industry is different. The art industry is a lot different. Like, you know, they could put those mandates in it. It's just like a lot of the festivals now, and I might even work in behind scenes doing security or whatever. Or maybe even doing some other type of work, production work on that when they come out here in LA. But a lot of those of them require you to be vaccinated. It's by preference of the organization. So a lot of what the art shit is, it's a grind. So it's like making sure I get 5-6 days. We got 7 days a week, man. Most of the time people are bullshitting out. So, you know, you want to move out here, you want to grind out here. You gotta make sure whatever, you gotta keep your body in shape because most black, unless you super funny or you got a gimmicky ass artist, you probably not gonna get hired, bro. So, cause like they want you to be somewhat decent looking on Slim, not, you can't be sloppy and shit. You gotta have consistency, you know? So a lot of time is you're gonna have to put in more time on your creative space than you can do in partying and shit. So I really don't party. Like when I'm not working and hustling, because I gotta like pay for classes, I gotta pay for things, I gotta invest into, you know, headshots, everything else, going in from there. And like you gotta train. Like people always art or anything skill based, you gotta train all your life. So I mean, your skills diminish. It's just like in football. If you're not out running routes, or you're not, you know, working on your backpedaling and your bump and run coverage, you're gonna miss that shit. Like you're gonna lose that skill. You know, you can't cover a nigga like you used to. I know damn sure I can't run no football or tackle nobody like I used to either. And I mean, and that's just dealing with the natural of what your physical limits going in from. So I tell a lot of people too, it's like, if you're going to move out here as an actor, musician, artist and shit, you got to go to parties. You got to go meet and network and kick in people and shit. But a lot of the time is that a lot of the sacrifice, the great people out here, they getting shit, man, because they putting in the work overall. It's like you move to LA, you move to San Diego, you get Bay because the Bay has a good art thing. So you got to have almost an 80-20 grind. 80% of the time you grinding out here. 20% you relax and give yourself a space. I know it's not ideal, but that's the working conditions out here in LA, you know, to be upper middle class, to make, I would say, 85,000 plus. You know, you're going to have to put in a little extra work. You're going to have to, you know, get things. Yeah. If you want certain things, if not, you know, you want to live, kind of get there, you might have some troubles out here. So I think that's the thing when it comes to me and auditioning and going in from there. And like you see, I have on this jiu-jitsu shirt. So it's a lifestyle thing.
Yeah, man. In a healthy lifestyle like that, you know what I'm saying? The thing is with your busy schedule, you got to eat right. Because if not, you get sick because you're constantly on it. You're constantly training. You're constantly doing all this. You're constantly the stress on your body. You never get to relax. And you have to eat right. You got to get your healthy. You got to drink plenty of water and get plenty of rest. And the rest when you can get rest and just really get rest and get your healthcare appointments. All of that has to come into play because people just think you just grind. No, you have to get your rest. You got to eat right. You got to do even more because you're putting extra work in. Get what I'm saying? So I like folks to know that. Like people just be kidding me up, like, hey man, I want to move to LA, I want to move to Cali. And it's like, what's your trade? What can you do to get you a 9-to-5 while you pursue whatever you're trying to pursue? You know what I'm saying? You got a trade that you can always get a check come in. That check is a mother, man, especially out here with rent prices, things of that nature.
Yeah.
So you have to grind, bro. And it's not nothing that's easy, you know.
Yeah. It's not an easy thing. Yeah, and that's the thing too. And it's like you said, you gotta have a trade, a skill or something, or be very interested in like building in the trade or skill. So like, yeah. I always tell people like, and then you also got to have a hustling mentality, like you would on the streets, like you would in your whatever, where it's like, I'm going to make sure my shit is up there too. So it's like, just because even though I have a good 9-to-5 and everything else, I still do a lot of gig trade, security work. I do a lot of other stuff because I like living and like having a sense of security and lifestyle that I don't, because I have with my education, I have dealt with like nigga being broke in LA, and that shit is I've dealt with that because it's like, shit. Stuff sometimes don't be there, and like money go, like I tell people all the time, $30,000 could go very quick living in California just by paying your bills and losing your job.
So why you gotta stay on it? You know, you gotta stay on your foot on the pedal, man. And I do that now. Like I realize now, especially I have a baby, you know, baby girl and a family. It's like a battery pack at me, bro. It's like, I mean, I gotta go. I gotta keep going. I gotta keep grinding. You know what I'm saying? I wanna leave some for them. Especially my little girl, make sure she's set up straight. And, you know, I was trying to do this generational thing, man. I think that, I'm not saying that people before us didn't, but I feel like we got more insight of how to do it more now. You get what I'm saying? Like, set them up, make sure they set, make sure they good. If I'm gone, you good. So, especially being out here in Cali, like, I'm like I say, I'm living my dream, man. I was telling you, was at that day party, it's like, bro, it's like this is what we work hard for, you know. It's what we keep finally get to kick our feet up and just get to enjoy, you know, just breaking bread with each other, kicking it, you know, having, you know, people with you and have my lady with me, and just, you know, that's what it's for, you know what I'm saying? And I like to tell people that, you know, people just see, oh, you just doing this, you just doing that. No, bro, I'm working 5-6 days a week. You don't see that. You don't see when I'm coming home, sleep, get up, go right back to work. You know what I'm saying? That's what folks, people just think this 15-second snippet is okay. This the lifestyle. That's not it. Don't get fooled by that. People who you watch, people in LA and these girls, you think Instagram models. Trust me, bro. They not. This is 15 seconds of whatever they're doing at that moment. It doesn't mean nothing at all. I've been telling people that, like, bro, don't get influenced by these influencers who on social media. And they getting their bread. I give them that. But at the same time, it's like, that's not realistic. It's not the real world. You get what I'm saying? So
yeah, and I will tell people too this, and if you do want to be that influencer, that lifestyle, people, that shit is like a bottom and down. So I was having a lot of those, like, I don't really be there, but a lot of those like younger influencers, for some odd reason, they like, I'm not old or no shit, like 31, but it's like some of the younger 21s and shit, they want to be around because like I kind of like possess like the young OG kind of cool shit, and I talk to them, and a lot of them, they be like, I was talking to an influencer the other day, and like he was telling me, man, I spent all this time editing and doing all of this shit. I'll name his name, Sean Salmodano. Like he's got a few, you know, million views, all this other shit, do well. And mm-hmm. Sean was saying, like, this kid 21 talking about all the time he spends editing video and putting out video and doing that shit daily. And I'm like, that's a motherfucking job.
That's a lot of work. Yeah. A lot of work. And people just think, oh man, look what he's doing. He must be getting paid. That's not it. You know, so that's not reality, bro. Like it's a whole different world people don't understand, you know, especially on the outside looking in. I had a dude hit me up. He was like, man, you living, you doing this and doing that. I said, nah, I'm working hard just like you. I ain't no different. I punch that clock just like you, bro. Like I'm grinding every day. Like I'm not sitting here with my feet up kicking it, you know. I just show you a snippet of me maybe driving my old school. I make sure you're sitting with my vinyl, or show you I'm at the beach with my kids or whatever, or what we're kicking at the day party, me and you or whatever. Like, that's just a snippet. You don't see the other damn 24 hours of me grinding, you know, me and you both, you know what I'm saying, on a hustle, which is everybody doing. That's why I said, don't be fooled by this social media stuff. I mean, I tell people that all the time.
Yeah.
Don't get fooled by it.
And the thing is, too, and it's like, even in, like, the industry shit, like, I always tell people, too, like, even when you are on, like, even though I mentioned that, like, the reality of it, like, some SAG projects, you can be on there 12 to 16 hours a day. And then it's like, you still got, like, be on set, you still working on set. That shit is, tedious repeating lines and doing film mm-hmm. and cut and doing that. That's a draining on your body. And then yeah. you still got to keep up and maintain your weight and shit. So probably your lunch break, you probably going to work out. Or you got to be like how The Rock, where The Rock gets up at 4 or 5 in the morning to work out before he even goes to set. So then it's you running on 4 or 5 hours of sleep. So then your weekends when you are off is just recovery. And then getting some of the longer workout scenes to maintain. So people don't really look at like this shit. Like even the people you see living, a lot don't. But I do will say this. There are people who get lucky who kind of get like, you know, brought on by motherfuckers and don't really be doing shit.
It's a lot. It's always stories like that.
Sure. I'm not trying to be dissing on it. Like, there's a lot of dudes running around that, you know, I'm being a bug that I don't think they got what they do. I don't think that they really pushed for what they deserve, but to each his own, man, you know.
Yeah.
That is what it is.
Everybody's story is different, man. Everybody's path's different. You know, maybe you got to grind a little bit harder than this dude. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, everybody's story is different, man. I tell people that. So, just this your path, you know, embrace it, enjoy the struggle, you know, and keep climbing. Just keep every single day. I'm finna do better. I'm finna get better. I'm finna do better. You know, that's how I always think. I'm doing better today than I was yesterday.
For sure. So, for sure.
Yeah.
On that.
Yeah.
And then, let's get back into there. A lot of this conversation we've been talking about, they mentioned earlier, the boxing, man. So, there's been a lot of combat sports summertime. Typically, basketball is the end. We get a lot of fights and shit like that. You mentioned you watched the Charlo fight. So, Big Charlo, as I call him.
Yeah, Big Charlo. Of course, Spence in the crowd. Like, Spence, man, take that Bud fight. I need to come on and get that. But, Charlo fight. I watched that, man, and he hurt him. You know, he didn't. That one kid, Matello?
Yeah, Montiel. So, Juan Montiel.
Hey, he wasn't bucking down. You know, I said, he going to drop. Just drop. Just drop. I'm saying it for 12 rounds. He didn't drop him. And he hit him. He caught him. And he got him on, the right eye. It was about to get shut on him. So, whatever they do in that camp, you know, maybe they got to switch something up. I'm a huge fan of it. Also, Shakir, I watched Shakir the week before. Shakir looked sloppy. He should have knocked that dude out. He fought all 12 rounds. And they was top ranked them. People were commenting, like, why you didn't finish this dude? And he was just saying all these excuses and this. And I'm like, come on, Shakir, man, get focused, man. You the future. Like, I'm watching these kids. Then Lopez, his fight got postponed because he got COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a lot of boxing. I mean, like I said, man, I'm a boxing fanatic. But it's a lot of during the summer, man. It's a lot of fights, and I've been constantly watching. I'm watching the Tank one next week. So, and it's been for boxing fans, it's been dope. But besides the Floyd thing, I didn't watch that. I didn't watch that fight. So I'm just like, it's an exhibition, it's like a show. But as far as the art of boxing, I've been watching all the young kids, man. All the young cats coming up.
Yeah. And I mean that was a good thing too. Nikael and Sui also fight that weekend, the Japanese boxing. The middleweight. I've been saying that they need to figure out some shit where him and Charlo need to fight, but you know, that's another thing too. It is a lot of that. I did watch the Floyd shit just because I kinda wanted to see what it is. Floyd don't need to do that shit no more, man. And a lot of that kind of targeting towards those, and then the Paul brothers, I give them, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm not knocking them. They doing what they doing, you know what I'm saying? Social media, all that. But as far as Floyd, I know he's chasing the bag. He always talking about getting his bag, and no one's knocking that. It's just that's the art of it, man. It's like it's kind of like, damn, man, we don't need that in boxing, you know? That's just my personal opinion, but I get it. You know, chase that bag, get the bag. I'll never say don't get the bag. But I was more interested in watching Chad on Josico fight than watching that fight. I want to at least see what he was going to do. He did all right. He got knocked down. He got up.
Yeah.
He did all right.
But he don't never need to do that shit again either.
Yeah, everybody just needs to just sit down, stick what they need to do. I know getting a bag, I get it, man. I never don't get that money. But, man, it's just hard to watch, bro.
Yeah, because, I mean, even with that, like, I mean, you had Lamar Odom fighting Aaron Carter. Like,
Yeah, Lamar Odom, man. See his long arms out there? Bro.
Yeah.
This looks so bad, bro.
He did.
Terrible.
At least he won, though. Like, that's why I joke said. At least he got one for the culture. But that whole celebrity boxing, celebrity comedy, like this YouTube shit, like, it is. I get it. The entertainment aspect of it. Celebrity boxing, all this shit has been around for years. So it's not like it's something new. This exhibition boxing has been around for years. We can even talk about like the aspect of the mixing of, we can go all the way from Ali to Inoki, from, you know, the fight that they had that was supposed to be fixed that wound up basically being an MMA fight for fucking, and, you know, messed up Muhammad Ali for the rest of his life. So it's been around before we came in. But I'm ready for this Logan and Jake Paul shit to end. I was like, man, I need to, I was telling one of my friends, I said, I need to figure out how to get 1 million followers so I can knock out, I'll box and knock out one of the motherfuckers. But, Jake Paul is fighting, Tyron Woodley. I know you're not the biggest MMA guy, but you're aware of Tyron Woodley.
But the more I see people watching the fights, I'm starting to get into it more. But yeah, man, it's a fight every weekend. So it's like, damn, I need to really start getting into this UFC thing, bro. So I'm leaning towards that way.
I think it's on it being on ESPN now. Two of the fighting leagues being on ESPN is giving a lot of people attention, especially black people. It's still a complex sport to watch, because I think a lot of people still like learning about what it is and positioning and movements and shit. And it's like, I'm trying to, and since you know, people who train trying to explain it versus, you know, people who like the entertainment aspect of it. But MMA is, it's like that with boxing too, but I think MMA is worse because it's like, it really takes a lot. You got to kind of get knowledge of each art before it's like you understand exactly like who wins. Because unless you see a knockout or submission, most people don't a lot of times even know who's winning. Because it's like, if I have this underhook and I'm positioned and I'm pushing you down, but it looks like you're throwing, but I got like top. It's like, or I could be in my bottom, you could be in my guard, and you could be throwing punches, but I could be blocking them against submission attempts. It's like most people don't know who is winning in that aspect of it either too. But you know it's a big deal too, because like a couple weeks before prior, you know, the woman champion of the world, Clarissa Shields, is in MMA. And I don't want her in MMA. I've told people this shit. Because I think it exposes her a lot. But I do get her quest of being a superstar, all-time great. So I do promote her getting there. I just don't want her to get hurt. Because she almost got hurt by a can. Like a chick that got a losing record. Because she fought a brown belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, who understands topping the position. But Clarissa's an all-time great athlete. You know, all-time greats kind of figure out ways how to do shit. So that's how she was able to beat Elkins. I don't know if you saw any of the highlights of that. But, Clarissa got double legged. She got brought down, will be positioned and mounted. You know, the girl was throwing some punches, but she didn't really, like, know how to, like, really engage. And in the professional fighting league, you can't throw elbows because they do fights like a season. Like, they fight 4 or 5 times a year. So it's a little different. So luckily, Clarissa can't get hit with elbows. But in the UFC, if she could get hit with elbows, it'd be a different thing. But hopefully both of these Pauls, next time they fight somebody legit and they lose. If not, man, we're going to be dealing with this shit for a while.
No. I know, man. They're going to keep climbing on it, just taking this attention. And they smart with it. I'm not going to knock them. That's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to capitalize on this. And keep making that bread, bro. So I can't knock him. I would never let a man from getting that money, getting that bag. So
definitely with that, man.
Hell yeah.
So I know you saw by the time last conversation we had, Tyson Fury Wilder 3 got announced. Yeah. And they just had a press conference.
Yeah.
I see your face.
It's like my mind was ready for Joshua Fury, right? Then they threw this in there, just threw my whole flow off. But I'm gonna watch it. I'm gonna order it. I'm gonna have a little, you know, a little get together, whatever. My little epic little fight parties, or whatever. So I'm gonna order it. But it's not, the energy's not there for me. Like, I'm not excited. You know what I'm saying? I was more excited for Fury Joshua. Like, I was ready. I was like, yeah, this is the fight. Now they gotta do the Wilder thing again. It's like, okay. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully Fury ain't thinking like that too. Just going and handle his business. But you got anybody can win. You know, Wilder may end up winning this fight. You just throw everything back off again. Get what I'm saying? I was set on Joshua, man, Joshua Fury, bro. Now we got to wait for the Wilder thing. So,
yeah,
it's what it is. And also the Spence and Pacquiao fight. So, I mean, we got a couple of nice ones this summer, man. Yeah, like we said, we got to hit a fight up, bro. Me and you, we got to go to a fight, man.
Yeah, I got to figure out what what this birthday situation is going to be, but. I mean, yeah. I ain't gonna lie to you, man. If me and my kid and all this other stuff, I don't know, it's like the weekend before, and she decides she's gonna wait the weekend after to actually be 16 to have a birthday party, man. Yeah. That Wilder,
I'm hitting the fight up, bro.
Wilder, I mean that Pacquiao Spence Jr. might be the move.
I'm down. I think I'm down for it. That's one of my bucket list, bro. I gotta hit a fight. Just one of my, I did every sporting event mostly, so that's on my bucket list for sure.
Yeah, that's the one. But there probably should be some bigger ones being announced. I'm sure Canelo will fight, because Canelo is going to be trying to unify. So yeah, we'll see what that happens there. And then Lil Charles will be fighting soon. So it's some good boxing.
Bud should do a tune up fight too. So Bud should be out there trying to get him a fight too. So.
Yeah, and overall, kind of like those guys, like it's a lot of good things too. I think like you said, mentioning UFC, like the Africans are overall with those joints too. Yeah. A lot of people watched the Inesanya fight, and then just kind of getting back, he won, Israel won, Nagano versus. That's the one you need to watch. When Nagano versus Derek Lewis, two. That's the one you gotta watch. Nagano, that's that big ass African that be knocking everybody out.
Yeah. I do know who he is.
And then Derek Lewis, he that nigga from Houston, and he be knocking motherfuckers out too. I'm gonna see you some of his highlights. He funny too. So UFC. That's the one thing. The UFC, I think, is just, and then Conor. Poirier
3. UFC, make Connor, I heard about that one too. Yeah.
UFC, that's the one thing they having on some of these boxing matches. They making the big fights right now, because they don't care about records. That's the one thing about it. They just like, look, we trying to make this money. Y'all trying to make this money. We trying to, if you knock it out, fuck your winning record. Win best to best. You know what I'm saying? That's how they do shit. I mean,
that's what I respect about it. That's why I got to get more into it, man, because I'm sitting here waiting for months for a boxing match. You know what I'm saying? I got to look, got to look for every rank, every weight class just to get a fight on my Saturday nights when I do get a little time to chill. I'm just a fan of boxing, but I got to wait for big fights months and months at a time. It's getting old,
Yeah. UFC, they're going to bring some motherfuckers that's gone. Most of the fights, the big fights.
I'm like, bro, I got to get into this, bro, because I'm tired of waiting for it. Every summer for these dudes to fight, it's getting old, man.
Especially if it's like, if his names you don't know, if I'm like, if this guy's strike or whatever, because I know you want to see the knock. Like, there's some guys I can show you the knockout ones. I'll let you versus the grappler. So it's some good overall fights coming in. And I hope all combat sports kind of really just take note of what things is going on too. I think a lot of the other celebrity stuff, I'm trying to get less stuff like Dale Hoyle's fighting Vitor Belfort. I don't know if I want to see that, because he might lose. Because especially if you saw what happened to Cesar Chavez Jr.
Yeah.
He lost against Anderson Silva.
Yeah.
And I be saying, some of these MMA fighters can fight, can box. So you can't look at just the one Jake Paul situation and him, him beating a wrestler and be like, oh, well, none of the UFC dudes can box.
Nah.
Anderson Silva got hands. And they talking about finally, I don't know if I want to see it, but they're both old. But we finally might get that Roy Jones Anderson Silva fight. And I think people will watch that, because I think that's a good pairing for them too.
Okay.
Or maybe even Silva might even fight. He might be a good person for Tyson to fight. It'd just interesting when the guys can actually go and the older dudes and watching them legacy and shit. So that was dope, him fighting. Yeah. But, man, good fights coming up, good sports. Next time we probably do an episode, we'll have our NBA champions. So we'll do a breakdown of that, and then off-season trades. But Two Country Boys in Cali, Everybody want to say hi? Does she want to say bye?
Baby girl, come on, say hi. Say hi to Uncle.
Say hi and bye. So she's on there.
Just woke up, y'all. Don't kill me on the internet.
Nah, don't. What's his name? But everybody salute. Thank you for tuning in to episode 10, season 2. We'll holler at you guys later. Peace.
All right, now.